Chapter 8. Two Broken Bones. At night, Midge slept in my bed, on his back with his head on the pillow. In the morning, we had a bath together, playing with his bath toys. I fed him live eels in the bath and took him for walks with a lead around his neck. My new friend chewed electrical cables and the furniture and was a genius at causing chaos. One day, he was impossible, and I was tired. I put him in the bath with three eels, went out, and closed the door. But I didn't close it properly, and of course, Midge saw this. Suddenly, he appeared in my studio, completely wet, with a slimy eel in his mouth. I didn't try to take it from him, because it's dangerous to take food from a wild animal. But after a few bites, Midge decided to take the eel upstairs to the bedroom. Disaster! I didn't want a wet otter and a slimy eel in my bed. I put on three pairs of gloves and stopped him at the top of the stairs. He left the eel on the floor, put his paw on it, and growled at me. "Leave it, Midge," I said firmly. "I'm taking it to the bathroom." I put my hand on the eel. The growling became louder, but he didn't move. Slowly, I moved the eel, and the growling became more aggressive. Suddenly, Midge bit me. His teeth went through my gloves and broke two bones in my hand. And it hurt. Both Midge and I got a shock. I held the eel, carried it to the bath, and then fell into my chair, trembling. Midge followed me immediately, licking me affectionately. He seemed to be very sorry for my pain. For 2 weeks, my hand was very painful. My friends came to visit me.
"Otters are dangerous creatures. We told you that."
"You see," another friend said, "it's much easier to have a hamster or a canary for a pet." It was an important lesson for me. My sweet Midge played with toy ducks in the bath and coloured balls in the street, but he was still an animal of the wild.